1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to the AHN Arena at Peters Township in the WPIL Team Tournament Wrestling 3A Semifinals. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg here on the Visit Greene County warm-up show. Jason Tennant's our floor director heading up our Greene sports crew. With Grady Peterson on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. First up this afternoon, the 3-seed Cannon McMillan Big Macs and the number 2 Norwin Knights. The winner of this match moves out to the WPIL Finals. The loser slides into the league's third place match and will need to win to qualify for the state team tournament that begins on Tuesday. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for more than 50 years. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. We'll have more on our Visit Greene County warm-up show here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Saris Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Saris chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit SarisCandiesFundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Saris Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Welcome back to Peters Township 3A Semifinals, WPIL Team Wrestling Tournament. Number 3, Cannon McMillan, 10-3 mark for Jordan Mayer, and Section 2 champion. Take on the number 2, Norwin Knights, under Kyle Martin. Norwin is 11-2, the Section 9 runner-up. That is to the 1 seed, Franklin Regional. Matt Leiby's squad undefeated, the only 3A team unbeaten, the Section 9 champion. Franklin Regional is 16-0, taking on number 4, Connellsville area. Bill Swink, the head coach, 16-2, the Section 8 champions. Top 4 seeds all making the 3A and 2A, by the way, semifinals. So kudos to the teams and to the WPIL Wrestling Committee for seeding those teams in those spots. Cannon McMillan got here by way of a 45-25 first-round win against Bell Vernon, then 50-12 victory against North Allegheny. Norwin, meanwhile, handled Seneca Valley 54-18 in the first round before edging Trinity 35-31. Norwin jumped in front big early and then held off the late charging Hillers 35-31 there. On the other side of the ledger, Franklin Regional blanked Peters Township 69-0 in the opening round. Then a 50-16 win over number 9 Thomas Jefferson. TJ, the only lower seeded team to win in that first round and get to the quarterfinals, chalk everywhere else. Connellsville 50-11 over Penn Trafford, and then the fourth seeded Falcons beat Kiski Area 47-18. Back to the Peters Township AHN Arena, getting set for the AAA Team Tournament semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS Flow Wrestling. In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
A little earlier today, Derry wins the 2A WPIL championship. Here's how that all took place. Burrell, a 39-36 winner over Laurel in one semifinal. Derry beat McGuffey 48-16 in the other. Derry then beat Burrell 37-13 to win the title. McGuffey, a 36-31 winner over Laurel. Our two matchups, Cannon-McMillan-Norwin, Franklin Regional-Connellsville. Here's what happens. The WPIL 3A champion will host a pigtail match against either the City League champion, against the City League champion and District 3 fourth place finisher. That winner then wrestles the WPIL champion. This action all on Tuesday. WPIL runner-up will travel to take on either the District 9 or the District 10 champion. And the third place finisher, and only the top three teams advance, the third place finisher will travel to the District 3 champion and first wrestle the Philadelphia District 12 area runner-up, and then that winner will take on the District 3 champion. Again, team tournament, statewide team tournament, all on Tuesday. And then the quarter finalists will advance to action at Johnstown at the First Summit Arena in Johnstown with the 3A quarterfinals set for 7 o'clock. The 2A quarterfinals in Johnstown set to be wrestled at 5, and just one round on Friday in each classification. Then on Saturday, they'll start with consolations, semifinals, and a second-round consolations, and then the championship and third-place matches in the afternoon. And that action on Saturday actually all runs 2A and 3A, all running at the same time. But action getting set to get underway. And I don't know that we got it. Announcement of a different format here in our pregame. I'm pretty sure I was told that we would do exactly the same here as we did earlier, but I'm not sure at this moment that that's actually going to be the case, but we shall see. We are now 2 weeks away from the start of the Individual Wrestling Championship Series. Hard to believe that we have sprinted that far. And though last weekend's snowfall kind of made me remember, it is winter, and it's still winter, and it'll be winter when we're done with the wrestling Individual Championship Series. When the crew packs up in Hershey that first full weekend in March, it'll still be winter. And my guess is we're going to end up seeing some winter weather when we get to baseball and softball, as we always do as well. So get you back here to the AHN Arena, getting set for semifinals. Cannon McMillan and Norwin in one matchup, Franklin Regional and Connellsville in the other, here on WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Still a few minutes away from getting started, and indeed a little different format. And part of that could have to do with the length of the 2A championship dual meet, the Derry Trojans beating the Burrell Area Bucks. Great to have you along, whether you're listening on WJPA AM, Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years, listening on WJPA.com, on NFHS, on Flow Wrestling. If you found us by way of the Trib Live High School Sports Network, however it is you found us, great to have you along here this afternoon as we are down to the final four in the WPIL 2A and 3A wrestling championships, halfway through on this long day here at Peters Township. We were just here last night at a basketball game here last night, and there's a real possibility that we're going to be back here for another basketball game by the end of next week, but I'll spare all you wrestling fans my basketball talk. And we'll just stick with the grapplers who will be at it here this afternoon. The staff here will introduce all the wrestlers. And when I say all, I mean all. My matchup sheet had to go onto page two. And mostly because of Connellsville. Just got to tell you, the Falcons, as we work our way, we're going to start at 107. Connellsville has one wrestler, then two, then two, then two, then one. So we're cool through 133. And then Connellsville has four wrestlers weighed in at 139, five wrestlers weighed in at 145. Hello. That is the most of any team here today in any weight class. Though I will tell you that Norwin has four weighed in at the 152 and four weighed in at 160 pounds. The good news is that Flow Wrestling, with whom we are partnering to provide this coverage here today, is doing a great job. When wrestlers check in at the score table, that little score bug in the corner of our screen that you will see shortly will pop up and tell you and me who it is that's wrestling. Thanks so much to Visit Greene County, presenting our warm-up show during our wrestling coverage for the 2026 tournament season. And now, just as I thought we were about ready to go, now they're going to introduce Collinsville and the 48 different wrestlers they have weighed in. No, it's not quite that many, but there's a bunch. You have 13 weight classes. Only 13 people can wrestle. But Bill Swink got a full house there at Connellsville. And well, what a great line of coaches the Falcons have had. And, you know, look at Franklin Regional. The name Matt Leiby, if you know anything about wrestling, you ought to know that name. And, boy, what he did at Jeanette as a wrestler was really incredible. And he's sharing that passion with the generations that follow. And head coach at the unbeaten Franklin Regional Panthers. Again, team tournament action for districts ends today. One of the districts that I was looking at actually is doing three rounds today. They're going quarterfinals all at one site today. Started this morning, and we'll go quarters, semis, and then finals. I know that District 3 is down to their semis, or I'm sorry, down to their finals in both classes. Those will happen today. District 3 in 3A, and I mention that because I believe one of our teams out of this bracket will end up there. That is correct. The third place finisher here in the WPIA will wrestle at the District 3 champion. First against District 12 runner-up, and then against the D3 champion. That matchup set for 1 o'clock should be underway. Gettysburg and Wilson. Gettysburg the 1 seed and Wilson the 6 seed making their way there, edging the 2 seed Central Dauphin. In District 3 2A action, Bishop McDevitt and Berks Catholic will wrestle later on this afternoon. District 4 has their quarterfinals that were wrestled at 11 o'clock this morning. They should be in to semis at the moment. It will be a six-team field, all wrestling today for District 5. That's in the 2A weight class. District 6 is set for their semifinals today. District 10 is also at the they're at the quarterfinals. They're going to run three rounds today as well. They got started at 11 this morning. I'm sorry, at 9 o'clock this morning, and they'll finish their championships at 4:30. And again, we are going to start at 1:07. Thanks to our match officials who will work these two rounds. Joe McCarron, you want to talk about somebody that did something for wrestling at his home school at Burrell. He was part of that early foundation of the Burrell dynasty. Jeff Kresge, Greg James, A.J. Bacaiso, all working for the PIAA and the WPIL here this afternoon. Captains, coaches, flip of the disc, determining choice. And a quick shake of the hands, and let's go to 1:07 and get this show on the road. It'll be number 3, Cannon McMillan, number 2, Norwin, spotting the finals to the winner. It looked like the choice for odd matches goes to the 2-seed Norwin. So the Knights will have to present first in the odd weight classes. Yeah, to get a little mat level. Grady Peterson handling things there. Isaac Rilek to the mat for Cannon McMillan. And it's going to be Gabriel Hawkingberry. And we are underway. 3A team tournament semifinals. Prelec in on a leg. Get the wrist as well. He's got Hawkingberry in trouble deep enough that he has to give up the takedown. Prelec, about 20 seconds in, takes a 3-0 lead. Working on near arm and far leg. Trying to dump Hawkingberry over to his back, but can't as of yet. Now just goes up top, working on two hands, pulling on the left arm across the chest, but Hawkingberry fights that off. And you can see the grit and determination on faces there. A great shot there. Our floor side cameraman, Grady Peterson, cradle in. Over goes Hawkingberry. Kicks out of the cradle. Prelec trying to keep him stuck right there. Three near falls are coming. And those will now be awarded 6-0. Prelec of Canada McMillan trying to run a half. Hawkingberry goes to his back. Big package of near falls. If the pin doesn't come and it's the fall. 1 minute, 21 seconds, the time of the fall for Canada McMillan, 107-pounder Isaac Prelec. We'll get a 114 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Lee Dressman for Canada McMillan will bump up from 107. Dressman will take on Luca Patera, who also weighed in at 107. 6-0 Canada McMillan. Dressman trying to get to legs. Underhook there by Patera. Now the two separate. Patera down on one knee for a moment. We saw this in the consolation third place match. And one of the Laurel wrestlers spent 25 seconds straight to close one period and probably spent another 20 or 25 seconds just there, not doing anything, just on a knee. Scoreless, 45 seconds gone in our first. Dreschman and Patera to separate. The officials barking in. Low single shot by Dreschman. He's got Patera in trouble. Patera couldn't get to the ankle. And that takedown for Dreschman. Legs in by Dreschman. And trying to get something up over the top, but so far nothing happening there. Freshman working a two-on-one tie on the arm, but Patera going to get the escape. Freshman another low single. Freshman turns Patera underneath, gets the takedown. 20 seconds to go. First period, and now my guess is Dreschman won't let Patera up this time. 6-1 late in this first period. And that's the way we'll go to the second when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling. That's the power of Bowser.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Luca Patera back down to that knee defense. He's given up two low single shot takedowns, and now lunges across, got a hold of a leg of Dreschman. Dreschman scoots around behind and gets his third takedown, and now he's going to let Patera up and cut him loose, give him the escape, make it 9-2 here early in this second period. Patera right in on the leg, or Dreschman, excuse me, in on the legs for his fourth takedown to make it 12-2. And now the two at the boundary, escape awarded, make it 12-3, and they'll come right back at it. Clear advantage for Lee Dreschman in the neutral position. That partly, my guess, why Patera working on that one knee. Hard to get a low single when a guy's on that one leg, but the officials also can't let him continue to stall out. And Patera's done a nice job to pop up from there from time to time, but if he senses something neutral open shots coming for Dreschman, he'll be right back on it. Sweeping an ankle pick by Patera, doesn't get there. Dreschman takes a shot, even though Patera was on the knees. The two work to the boundary and now have to come back in. 33 seconds remain, first period. Cannon McMillan leading 6-0 against Norwin, and Lee Dreschman leading 12-3 here in this bout. Patera's shot blocked off. Dreschman spins around behind and gets the takedown. 15 points for Lee Dreschman, all out of the neutral position. 15-3 the count. And now, if Dreschman turns Patera over for even three counts, it would end the bout, but that won't happen here in the second period. Third period, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Choice for the third belongs to Patera, and he takes top position somewhere he has not been at all and won't stay for very long. Stand up and turn in by Dreschman, and now it's 16-3. A takedown that doesn't put Patera right to his back would end the match. Patera with a shot gets in low on a single against Dreschman, who's now draped over his back. Patera puts a shin right into the face of Patera, trying to pop his own left leg free. Potentially dangerous situation. And so we'll get a fresh start there. A.J. Bacaiso, the referee, stopped that action. Dreschman in on a single. Patera goes to his hands. Dreschman pops his head, gets the takedown, and wins it by technical fall. 19-3 comes at the 4:40 mark. Cannon McMillan 11, Norwin nothing. We go to 121 on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
121 pounds, Landon Seiden presents for Norwin, and the Big Macs forfeit, so the score goes to 11-6. We'll move up now to 127 pounds, and dual meet situation with advancement on the line. The decision there, don't incite the crowd, give up the points. Giano Gardner for Cannon McMillan, Colton Klippa for the Norwin Knights. 11-6, Cannon Mac leads after three. Klippa in on a fireman's carry. Stepped out of bounds. He picked his foot up. Boy, Klippa was in really a good situation. He had that fireman's carry and then trying to improve his position. Everything else was out of bounds, but his left knee and foot were in, and he picked that up to try to move forward a little bit, and ended up then ruled out of bounds. Now Klippa gets behind Gardner and gets the takedown. 3-0 lead for the Norwin 127-pounder. Gardner got to his feet, but Klippa pulls a right leg in against his own chest. Big Mac corner looking for a stalling call, and they get it. And Klippa called for stalling for just hanging on to that leg. Halfway through the first, 3-0 lead for Klippa. White and dark blue gray singlets for Norwin. Cannon McMillan in the royal blue, trimmed in gold. Gardner gets to his feet, tried to keep his balance, and Klippa taller than Gardner, able to pick him up. Gardner trying to get back up to his feet. Klippa trying to switch over. Now Klippa hanging onto a leg. Gardner on his hips, but now Klippa picks him up. Now drives into Gardner. Stalemate called. AJ Bakaizo says, all right, we're set. Boy, both. And Gardner set on the bottom, and then Klippa comes in and gets into position and kind of displaces Gardner. Gardner moves and wasn't sure which way that caution was going, but it went to Klippa. Gardner trying to sit back on top of Klippa. 10 seconds to go. Klippa hanging on here. Leads 3-0. Gardner trying to find a way to put the shoulders to Matt, looking for a defensive fall. Gardner cannot get control, and it will stay 3-0 Colton Klippa at the end of one. Second period when we come right back.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Start of the second period, Gianna Gardner riding, but that's about to come to an end. The two make their way to the edge of the mat, and we do end up out of bounds, but Klippa with the escape to take a 4-0 lead. Only takedown belongs to Klippa. Two tying up right in the center of the CCNS mat. Weak shot attempt there by Gardner. Started toward a leg, but his wrist was tied up, so he couldn't even get a hand to the leg. Klippa taller, now working a front tie-up against Gardner. Try to reach across to get to an ankle and then just shrug Gardner by, and Klippa has another takedown, now 7-0. A nice move there by Klippa to get Gardner focused on one thing, and then something else happened. And now Klippa almost put himself in trouble again, as he did late in that first period. Gardner nearly sat back on top of Klippa, but couldn't finish that. 30 seconds to go, second period. Gardner to his feet, and Klippa takes him out of bounds. See the move there to get the 3 points that makes this out to a 7-0 lead. Restart with 25 seconds to go. Gardner gets to his feet. Gianna Gardner trying to find a way to get on the scoreboard. Klippa trying to pick him up. Gardner just hunkering down to stay on his feet, and Klippa can't trip him. Gardner keeps his hands off the mat. You've got to be getting close to another stalling call on Klippa for failing to return Gardner to the mat. Then he drops to a leg, trips him into the mat, and avoids the stall call and we get to the end of the second period. Gardner there a long time, but I think part of the delay there by Bukayzo was that the only thing Gardner was doing was just going wide base and trying to keep from being taken back down. Wasn't really trying to get out, but just looking to coach the stall call. Gardner now, third period starts on the bottom physically and on the scoreboard, down 7-0. Gardner free for one. He doesn't get the penalty point late in the second, but gets the escape here early in the third period. Flippa fakes a shot, swipe at a leg. Gardner fights that off. Flippa tying up high and driving into Gardner and pulling Gardner toward him with the arm and a block at the chin. That front package, Flippa trying to get to a leg as well. And Gardner just going to slide toward the sideline, try to go to a duck under, and it hits a roll, but the two end up out of bounds. Franklin Regional, after two bouts, leads Connellsville 8-0 in the other semifinal. Cannon McMillan leads Norwin 11-6 after three. And now Colton Klippa in deep between the legs, trying to get his own ankles free. And Giono Gardner hanging on to those to keep that from happening. And Gardner now going to try to slide his leg in. Gardner's left leg pinned underneath. He ends up on his head. Klippa trying to spin around behind. And Gardner on his hands. Klippa grabs the other leg and gets the takedown. Just a little better in the neutral position for Colton Klippa. And he's turned that now into three takedowns in the match and a 10-1 lead. Klippa just hunkering down. Stalling call. Penalty point awarded to Gardner. That'll make the count 10-2. And now, obviously, Gardner looking for an escape that would save a team point. Gardner set. Klippa goes to the left side on top, and that's the illegal position. That's his second warning. Colton Klippa certainly interested in not allowing that escape. This time he's back behind Gardner where he's supposed to be. Gardner trying to work his way up. 15 seconds. Gets to his feet, trying to peel and run. Klippa hanging, trying to hang on. Drops down around the legs. Gardner trying to run away. Turns in against Klippa. And out of bounds. They were not both out. I do not think all supporting points were out there. Yep, they were. I apologize, A.J. Bukayzo. When Gardner picked his right foot up, everything else was out of bounds. I apologize. Glad we could show that to you. Gardner goes to a roll, and he puts Klippa on his back but ran out of time. And so it will be a major decision for Norwin to pull the Knights to within 11-10. We go to 133 here on the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. Bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
We're going to go to 133 pounds, and it was a major decision. Colton Klippa, a 10-2 winner, and that brings our team score to Canamac 11, Norwin 10. Big Macs won the first two, and the Knights won the last two. John Emma for Cannon McMillan and Dominic Batera. Two have tied up twice and then separated twice. Emma got to the leg but had two hands on it but then abandoned that effort. Back up to a tie up. Edge of the mat in front of the Big Macs corner. Patera trying to circle back into the mat. Emma keeps coming after him, working to tie up. Battle underneath the body there for hand or arm control. Shot by Emma. Flying sprawl back by Patera. Avoids anything happening there. Patera fakes the shot. Shot by Emma. Gets to a leg, and the takedown is awarded. Patera tried to fight it off, but the points had already been given. Nice quick shot there by John Emma. Get a look at that takedown from this tie-up. And just all of a sudden, boom, to the far ankle. Grab the second leg on the way down and get the takedown. Just over a minute gone in this first period. 133 pounds, match number four. Like 2A, we started at 107 pounds. Kind of old school with the action starting at the low weights, finishing with the big boys. At least in this semifinal round, then we shift one weight from there. Escape for Patera. Pulled it within 3-1. Shot by Emma. Reshot by Patera. Short drag attempt by Emma. Doesn't get there. A little slide by or shrug by. Swiping an ankle. Patera sweeps that back out of the way. 15 seconds remaining. First period. Patera and Emma. 3-1 Emma, and they're going to get a stoppage. Headgear down across the eyes, and no further contact going on, so the referee stopped it for a moment to get that taken care of. 3-1 Emma after one second period on the WJPA Sports Network.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Patera chooses bottom, and in just seconds, he's free for an escape. So it's 3-2. Emma of Canada McMillan leading Patera of Norwin, wrestling neutral once again. Only one takedown in that first. That was about halfway through that two-minute period. Now stalemate from the tie-up. Shot to the ankles by Emma. Ed Patera concentrating on the tie-up, and Emma shoots and got the takedown, and now the two end up out of bounds, and Emma can't hang on to Patera, so we'll wrestle neutral once again. The Canamax sideline was telling Emma to let him go. 6-3 the score in favor of Canada McMillan's 133-pounder. Emma shoots for the legs. Patera sprawling back, going to get his knees free. The two step out of bounds one more time. But Emma has done a nice job to use the tie-up action and all that to get Patera concentrating on that and then just slip out of it, shoot to a leg, took a swipe there. Patera this time with a nice counter with the underhook. Patera underhook with his right arm. Fireman's carry attempt, and Emma doesn't get through it. Patera trying to stick him right there. Emma rolls all the way across. The two are going to roll to the boundary, and somehow Patera kept toes in and is going to get the takedown. And you see right there, his toes never left the mat, and the takedown awarded to tie the match at 6-6. What? Emma aborted the fireman's carry attempt and ended up putting himself in trouble, and now in a tie match after leading 6-2. Stand up by Emma, free for an escape. No official stoppage. Two leaning on each other in that center there, arm fighting. Just seconds remaining in the second period. 7-6, Emma will lead after two periods here on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Emma Chu's bottom, quick escape, 8-6 lead for the Cannon McMillan wrestler here, 133 pounds. And he and Batera end up out of bounds. One move match. Just over 90 seconds remaining, 8-6 lead for John Emma of Cannon McMillan. We have not had an overtime bout so far today. Batera in on the legs. Emma picks him up, pulls him over top of him, and then when he lifts his own foot, they end up out of bounds. You'll see here, to the double goes Batera, and Emma just wraps around the waist, and when he picked up his right foot, nobody had anything on the mat inside the line. Batera pushing the issue a little bit here in the neutral position, and Emma overwhelms him, dropped out of the tie-up to both legs, and gets the takedown. It's his third takedown out of that kind of situation. 11-6, Emma leads as we click under a minute remaining in the third period. Emma going to ride here as long as he can, milk the clock, and then shove Batera away, make it 11-7. And here comes Batera like a house of fire. Snap down attempt by Emma. 40 seconds remaining, and Batera really bringing it. Shot, block, forearms by Emma. Spin move by Emma, trying to get his right leg free. Cross face, trying to get Batera off of it. Hooks the leg around the back, arm around the waist. Takedown, Emma. Now 14-7. The escape makes it 14-8. With 20 seconds to go, the two will come back in the neutral position. Emma and Batera tying up. 6-point lead for Emma. Boy, and another takedown here would put him to a major decision. Got behind Batera. Trips him into the mat. Emma keeping something inbounds. He can't get his right leg free, though. And there is no takedown. So it's going to stay 14-8. John Emma of Cannon McMillan, your winner. Now the two officials are going to talk things over about whether a takedown had been established. And it is going to stay that way. But I think the Big Macs want to have a conference about whether control. But I don't think it was. I don't think Emma ever got his leg free underneath and certainly wasn't up and in control. So, and a warning against the Big Macs, I believe. So the regular decision will stand. Cannon McMillan 14, Norwin 10. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Cannon McMillan's Collier Hartman will take on Brooks Blasco. Hartman, right after Blasco, got to a leg, gave up on that, got up underhooks, headlock attempt by Blasco, and Hartman goes to his back. Blasco still inbounds. He can't pick up his left foot, though. There are no points. And Hartman pops his head out, but they're out of bounds. Collier Hartman brought the action early in that sequence, but he got headlocked and was fortunate to not give up anything. Back into center and neutral. to working apart from each other. Blasco looked like he was interested in tying up. Hartman didn't want that, but now the two will. One of the issues that I have with NFHS wrestling rules is that situation right there. If one guy wants to tie up because he likes wrestling that way better, the other guy doesn't want to tie up. He wants to work in the open. The guy that doesn't want to tie up is in danger of stalling all the time because he's just trying to stay out of tie-ups. Weak shot there by Hartman. Grasped at air and then has to fight back up underneath the chest of Blasco. He's working a front tie-up. Hartman does not want to be in that situation. Blasco and Hartman hand fighting. Now both wrists of Blasco controlled. Hartman drops to the legs. Head between, up onto his knees, has Blasco draped over his back. Only the crown of Blasco's head touching the mat. Hartman trying to sit out, but he just didn't bring his right ankle with him fast enough. And now he's going to step on Blasco's arm. 20 seconds to go in the period. Blasco through the crotch and around the waist. And Bukaizo going to call stalemate there. AJ Bukaizo, our referee this match. Back to the middle. Fifteen seconds remaining, still scoreless. Hartman trying to muscle his way in. Did this early in the match, didn't get it this time. He dumps Blasco right onto his hips, grabs the arm that was bracing Blasco from going straight back over, but unable to put him to his back. Collier Hartman, late takedown, takes a 3-0 lead, second period, when we come right back.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Blasco chooses bottom to start the second period. Gets to his feet and gets an escape to get on the board. Should be 3-1, though the scoring system hasn't indicated that yet. And Hartman has Blasco in trouble. Hartman's going to get the takedown. And now up 6-1. At least that's the way I have it. Yep, there we go. Escape for Blasco to make it 6-2. Hartman has been close to a couple of takedowns. Blasco, of course, was very close to that headlock takedown, but didn't get it. Hartman onto one leg, but a whizzer in by Blasco will enable him to get to the boundary. Boy, just Hartman said, okay, you're not going to be able to scramble out of that and pick you up. And now Hartman finds a way to expose Blasco's shoulders, but didn't get the takedown when the shoulders were exposed. Didn't get it until after Blasco went belly down. No indication why that action was stopped there, but 6-2 lead halfway through the second period. Hartman and Blasco tying up. Hartman trying to control that tempo there. Nice spin move by Blasco to get around, but no takedown. Shot for Hartman in on a double again, and he's on his knees, head between the legs. Blasco, head only on the mat. He's trying to see which way Hartman's going to go. Hartman just flops to his side and has a situation where he's going to try to scoot around. Blasco able to get a hold through the crotch, and we're going to get a stalemate. A typical counter move there is to grab an ankle. You just have to grab the right one. Hartman, quick shot again. Gets through. Gets on a leg. Blasco with a whizzer in on the right side, and Hartman trying to dump him over onto his own side. And now Hartman flat out, but Blasco can't get his leg free. And this is going nowhere. And end of the second period, 6-2 lead for Collier Hartman of Canna McMillan. And Hartman going to choose neutral. He's certainly had the better of the scoring. Not always the better of the action, but but really probably more so than not. Hartman stutter step and stalling call against Blasco for just backing away without contact. Hartman dumps Blasco into the mat, keeps foot in bounds, gets his third takedown. You'll see Hartman coming, got that underhook. Blasco tried to get a whizzer in and ended up stumbling and going to his wallet. Then gives up the takedown, 9-2, Collier Hartman. Now one of the Big Macs, big guns, looking for a bonus point if he can find a way to get there. Blasco going to work to his feet. Hartman with that optional start. Blasco on hands and takedown is awarded. Yeah. Penalty or escape awarded to Blasco. 12-4 now. Major decision lead for Hartman. And he's trying to take Blasco and put him to his back. Hartman gets the takedown. And now we'll pull Blasco with him out of bounds to get a restart. 15-4 the team score. Blasco just going to be given the escape. We'll start in the neutral position. Five takedowns for Collier Hartman in deep on a double. Blasco counter move around the waist, but he doesn't have his hands locked, and now Hartman has Blasco on his back. Late decision on the takedown again. That's the second time that Blasco's been on his back, but the takedown had not been awarded, therefore no near falls. Stalling, penalty point awarded to Hartman. So it's now 19-6. Hartman takedown, if he doesn't put Blasco right to his back, will end the match. Boy, no opportunity there for Hartman to continue that either. Technical fall comes 22-6. And it happens at the 5:26 mark. Cannon McMillan 19, Norwin 10. We go to 1:45, the seventh bout, in just a moment.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Bout number seven. Four wins for Canada Mac, two for Norwin so far. Big Mac's up by nine. Nathan Klingensmith gets around behind Canada Mac's Aiden Finnegan, takes him into the mat for the match's first points. Picked him up, got Finnegan off balance, and then drove him to the mat. Finnegan flattened out by Smith. Up at 145 pounds. Nobody bumped up. These are the guys that weighed in at 145. Makes it at least somewhat clear, though Norwin with four wrestlers in each of the next two weight classes. Klingon Smith wants to work neutral, so he lets Finnegan go. 124 to go second period. First period. My apologies. Team score, Cannon McMillan 19, Norwin 10. Winner will take on the Franklin Regional Connellsville winner for the WPIL Championship. Winner also clinches a bid into the state tournament. Klingensmith able to drive Finnegan to the boundary, and Klingensmith's second takedown builds a 6-1 lead as the two find their way to the edge of the mat. A couple of quick spin moves there, dragging Finnegan with him. Just under a minute remaining in our first period. Klingensmith trying to package Finnegan up, puts him into a cradle and muscles him to his back, and Finnegan in all kind of trouble. Stacked straight in the air, and the fall comes in a minute and 14 seconds. Nathan Klingensmith with the cradle and the pin. Score now, Cannon McMillan 19, Norwin 16. Halfway through, we go to 152 in the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Question at the scores table, but Jake Hall will wrestle for Norwin. Matt Rothka for Canna McMillan. 3-point Canamac lead. Rothka and Hall tied up just outside the center circle. When they tie up hard, too. Rothka, a little sweep at the legs, but didn't get there. Hall comes in with the right hand around the back of the neck. Short drag attempt by Hall. Hall trying to pick up the action up top here a little bit. Looking to set up a toss. Has both arms, and Rothka goes to his back. Rolls on across. They gave the takedown and wipe it off. Rothka and Hall and the two scramble out of bounds. No takedown. Seconds gone. Plenty of action there for no scoring. Snap down attempt by Hall, and now Rothka ties up both Hall's arms. Hall tosses back. Rothka goes to his back but was out of bounds. The foot was up in the air, the left foot of Hall. We'll see here. Rothka, yep, both there was, I'm not sure either wrestler had anything on the mat at all, let alone in bounds. Been a good first minute. Shot by Hall to the legs. Rothka sprawls, reaches across the back. Hall keeps coming after this, and Rothka caught on his hips. He better be really strong here to lift Hall over top. Rothka on his side, still locked around the waist, and Hall switches to both legs, and Rothka has to give up the takedown. 3-0 lead for Jake Hall of Norwin. Rothka, left arm tied up on his knees. Hall, again, I mentioned this earlier, Hall taller than Rothka. At times that's an advantage to the shorter guy. At times it's an advantage for the taller guy, depending on your position and what leverage you're trying to eventuate there. I just saw a long time Canna McMillan head coach and assistant coach Kenny Smith in the house. Final seconds of the first period, 3-0 lead for Norwin's Jake Hall, and we'll go to the second period in that very situation. 3-0 Hall, back in just a moment.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start of the second period, Hall chooses bottom to start the period. He got to his feet, Rothka draped around a leg, and the two tumble to the boundary. But and now Rothka says, when we come back, let's just do this escape thing. I don't want to get rolled underneath here. So give the escape to Hall, who leads 4-0. Mentioned Kenny Smith. I think it was Kenny Smith in a hotly contested Canna McMillan Trinity matchup about whether a wrestler was eligible or not. Jake Hall in on a leg here against Rothka. Whizzer in by Rothka, but not in very tightly. Those two right at the boundary, and Rothka would do well to sit right there. And now he's been able to work out front and face Hall. there was a question about what wrestler, whether a wrestler was eligible to present in a, in this dual meet, and confusion between the two scorekeepers or whatever. And I think Kenny Hall, dubbed Mark Uriah Radio Guy, said, check with Radio Guy. And Mark always went to weigh-ins and documented everything that happened. And in fact, they checked with Radio Guy and made the determination based on what they got from that. So Kenny Smith, not only a great wrestling coach, but giver of nicknames. Hall and Rothka. Hall trying to spin. Rothka, last second, throws an arm out to block that spin. He is trapped underneath, gets to his feet, and Hall dumps him to his back. Three-point takedown. No near falls there. 7-0 lead for Hall, and now he's trying to cradle Rothko, fights out of that. Peterson, Hall on his side, Rothka trying to turn in, and when he steps to turn in, he ends up out of bounds. Boy, that boundary is played both ways for guys here today. Rothka, who's able to get off his back there and then sits out into this, but clearly both guys were completely out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in this second period. 7-0 lead for Jake Hall of Norwin. And now he's going to try to go to a two-on-one, rolled across his own hips to try to expose Rothka's shoulders, but nothing doing there. Final 10 seconds of the second period will disappear. 7-0 Hall leads. We'll go to the third when we come right back.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Neutral choice to start the third, and Rothka overpowered by Jake Hall. And now a back bow potential situation stopped for a potentially dangerous hold. But 10-0 now, Jake Hall with the lead. Matthew Rothka's best opportunities were early in that match, and got a chance there to try to get both get points, but Hall has come on stronger ever since. Near fall situation, but only one count. Rothka to his feet, down 10-0. Turns in against Hall. Hall maintains control. Rothka now onto his belly, and Hall draped on top. And Rothka, to get a fresh start, pulls his feet out of bounds. Franklin Regional and Connellsville, 11-8. They are wrestling at 139 pounds. A minute to go in our third period, up at 152. Jake Hall in position to get a bonus point here. Rothka broken flat. Draws his knees back up under. Hall reaches up across the chest and over the far shoulder. Now pulls Rothka on top of himself. Rothka turns one way, then tries to come to his feet. Hall picks up a leg and drives Rothka out of bounds. Good job by coaches on the Norwin bench to protect both wrestlers and keep them from ending up out on the hardwood. Ten nothing lead for Jake Hall. As Rothka broken flat again. Rothka looking for a way to get 3 points here to save a team point, but so far that has not happened. And Hall with one-on-one on each wrist. And Rothka just absolutely flat. He's going nowhere, doing nothing to not allow Hall any way to turn him over, and the match comes to an end. It will be a major decision, and with that, Norwin takes its first lead of the dual meet. 10-0 Hall over Rothka. Norwin 20, Canning Millen 19. We go to 160 pounds when we come right back.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
We go to 160 pounds. Mason Calgaro for Canning Millen. Noah Curran for Norwin. ...20-19, Norwin with the lead. Both teams have won four matches. Bonus points in all four. Norwin wins. Canning Millen, two tech falls, a pin, and a regular decision. Interesting, just a little note. You may have heard a lot of rumbling, booing, shouting, hollering. All of that coming from the Franklin Regional Connellsville match. Connellsville had a wrestler out there ready to go, and Franklin Regional just took forever to get their wrestler out there. Then when he got out there, his shoes weren't tied, and so the match started. The match started 1-0 Connellsville wrestler in the lead. There's something you don't see every day. Connellsville leading 17-11 as they go to 152 pounds. We're at 160. And a 20-19 Norwin lead. Calgaro and Curran just kind of stalking each other. It's that early part of the relationship here, just trying to find out what each other likes. And Calgaro just kind of chopping at Curran's attempt to get a hand up on the forehead. Calgaro just chops that away. Circle right, circle left. They are still in the middle of the mat. Calgaro to the hands to the forehead. Now here we go. Curran dropped to a knee, but didn't stay there long. Calgaro, long shot, didn't get there, and now runs away. Able to avoid something for Curran. We started at 107 pounds for both semifinals. Third place match and the championship dual meet will start at 114 pounds. And we get to the end of the first period in a scoreless, really actionless match. They never left really more than a step from the center circle. Curran will choose bottom position for the second period. Ankle pick by Calgaro. Has to let that go, and 6 seconds in, Curran gets the match's first point. And victories are four apiece. Norwin leads the team score 20-19. Curran trying to power his way in, double underhooks, and drops to legs, and the two are out of bounds. I don't think that was a stalling call against Calgaro for backing out, but I'm not 100% positive that it wasn't. Calgaro took a shot. Curran fought that off, and Curran dumps Calgaro into the mat and gets the takedown. 4-0 lead. Curran with a bar in. Rolled across his own back. Now trying to go the other way with a half back across. Okay, forget that. Calgaro fights it off, and Curran goes to back to the bar side, and then was doing something funky with grinding his head into the back of Calgaro's head. I'm not sure exactly what that was. Norwin coaches want a stalling call against Calgaro, but they are going to leave that discussion frustrated. 4-0 lead for Noah Curran. By the way, Curran weighed in at 152. He was one of four that weighed in there, and there were four guys that weighed in at 160. When you do the math, there were seven wrestlers available for Norwin here at this weight class. Calgaro up on all fours, and he's got the head too close. Curran cradles him up, and now steps. The leg is outside the body. Curran was actually between the legs, and you'll see here the right leg of Calgaro, the one that was in the cradle, it twisted clear out to the side, and action stopped there for a potentially dangerous situation. Big Mac fans wanted that call sooner. Norwin fans didn't want it at all. It all depends on whose ox is being gored. Seconds to go in this second period. Calgaro trying to get something here. And, boy, Curran just pulled Calgaro on top of himself. Final seconds of this second period. 4-0 lead. Noah Curran escaped takedown in that second. He'll lead by four going to the third when we come right back.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Start of the third, Calgaro chose neutral position, and Noah Curran came right across the circle. And it looked like he had Calgaro on his hands and behind him, and no points awarded. They'll stay right there and wrestle neutral again. The Norwin coaches wanted to talk about that. Kyle Martin sprinted around the outer circle over toward the scorer's table, but that discussion didn't last very long and didn't result in any score change. Calgaro and Curran, and Calgaro backing away, called for stalling. And I'm going to guess with that definite stall call that the earlier indication was not that, because we would have had a penalty point awarded there. But back to the center of the mat. 4-0 lead. Noah Curran of Norwin. The Knights have come back to win four of the last six and take a 20-19 lead. Curran trying to add to that. Kanamak led 11-0 and 19-10. But have seen that lead disappear. Calgaro just keeping his distance from Curran. Calgaro backs up, and now this time again backed up out of bounds without contact. Penalty point awarded to Curran. And the danger now, even if you're aggressive and do what you're supposed to do, you give up a takedown, you've just turned it to a major decision. Boy, Curran takes a wild swing. Calgaro, I think, is content to stall this out. 20 seconds to go. Calgaro spins around again and just going to rule that an out-of-bounds call. The Norwin coaches want more than what they're getting. And Calgaro just continue to be allowed to back up. Gives up a penalty point. It'll make it now 6-0. But you can't stall out here because 8 seconds to go. You get called again. It's a two-point penalty, and Calgaro is just absolutely running here. Shot by Curran and out of bounds. And now Calgaro has to stay in the center circle, but circle. He is fortunate to not have gotten banged again. And this match is going to end. Noah Curran is going to win it 6-0. Regular decision, Norwin 23, Kanemack 19. We go to 172 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on Flow Wrestling.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
We go to 172 pounds this bout and three more on the docket. 4-point lead for the Norwin Knights. John Hunter for Kanemack Millen. Jack Hunter underway with Jack White. Connellsville leading Franklin Regional 17-11. Norwin leading Kanemack 23-19. Winners will meet for the championship. The losers will meet for third place. And only the winner of that third place match will advance to the state tournament, in addition to the two finalists, of course. Hunter and White underway. Scoreless. Hunter in on a nice double shot, but White able to just lift him with underhooks right up off the legs, and now it's Hunter of Kanemack Millen on his side, and White's going to get the takedown. Nice counter work there. Quick, decisive move by White with the double underhooks just to jerk Hunter up off the legs and turn that into a takedown himself. Connellsville's upped its lead now to 20-11. They go to 160 pounds, one weight behind us. Officials going to stop the action, have a conversation, and then I'm not sure. Clock hasn't changed. The scoreboard hasn't changed. Okay. Jack White of Norwin, Jack Hunter Kanemack Millen back into it. White was trying to fold an arm onto the back, and he does. He had it, has it lifted off the back. Now he lets it go, and Hunter able to get his left hand free, but Power Nelson by White, and potentially dangerous, will stop that. Tell you what, the excitable action here, and up in the broadcast booth too. I'm thinking that table's going to get tumbled over. 45 seconds remaining in our first period here at 172 pounds. Jack White of Norwin leading Jack Hunter of Kanemack Millen. And Hunter broken flat to the mat. White has a leg laced as well. White trying to find somewhere to go up top to go with that leg lace. Hunter trying to keep him from getting too much to do. Norwin already up four. They've won five of the last seven bouts after Kanemack won its first two. And again, an arm folded onto the back. You can't pull it off the back, and that is exactly what White was starting to do, but he runs out of time. 3-0. Jack White leads at the end of one period. Option to Hunter defers. White will then choose a bottom position. Three straight Norwin victories. Pin for Nathan Klingensmith. Major decision for Jay Call and a regular decision for Noah Curran as the Knights moving closer to a berth in the finals. Hunter can't keep White under control, so the escape makes it 4-0. Norwin's Jack Knight in the lead. Jack White, excuse me. to forehead to forehead right in that center circle. White swipes at a leg. Comes up empty. Duck under attempt. In on the legs, and the takedown awarded to Jack White. Now 7-0 lead, and White wants to work neutral, so he'll give the escape. 7-1. Jack White of Norwin in front. And again, these two tied up. It was a duck under attempt that led to the last takedown. Again, nice move by Jack White to get to a takedown. He's now up 10-1. Pulls the far arm, ties it up. Now trying to drive the head to the knee to get to a cradle. Hunter fights that off, but Hunter's right arm pulled across the chest, leg hooked. Hunter's shoulders go perpendicular and now just a little beyond. And a back count is going here. 4 near falls will come. Hunter goes belly down, but huge period here for Jack White. Lead now up to 14-1. Just 15 seconds remaining in this second period. And we will go 14-1 to the second, or to the third period. I'm not sure the Canamac coaches agree with the score. Several questioning, is that right? But that's the score I have. Neutral choice here for Hunter. A takedown would end the bout unless Hunter goes to his back. Shot by Hunter. White fights that off. Well, that's where you got to have mat awareness. If you're Hunter, you don't fight something that's going to put you in peril of going to your back. If you're White, you maybe abandon a takedown effort that's not going to give you that back exposure opportunity. 20 seconds gone in this third period. Norwin looking to build the lead up to 9 with 3 bouts to go. White in on a leg, trying to come all the way through. Hunter will flop over, give up the takedown, and end the bout. 17-1, Tech Fall for Jack White. It comes at the 4:38 mark. Norwin 28, Cannon McMillan 19. We go to 189 when we come right back.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Go to 189 pounds, Norwin's Riley Schaefer, and Cannon McMillan's Bryce Collins. Any win for Norwin the rest of the way, and they will win the dual meet. At least that's what my math tells me. 9-point lead. A win would at least give them a 12-point lead, and they would have the tiebreaker, barring a team-point deduction, which I believe we understand may have happened. A team-point deduction possibly in the Franklin Regional Connellsville, and I don't wonder if that has to do back to where they didn't have a wrestler ready to present. Took the longest time, and if that's what the situation was. So we'll stick with our action. Collins and Schaefer still neutral. Yeah. Connellsville was penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct, so that is 19-17. Connellsville leading Franklin Regional. They're at 172. Again, they've been one bout behind us most of the way. 50 seconds remaining first period. Collins and Schaefer still scoreless and trying to find some opportunity. Nice ankle pick by Riley Schaefer. Collins scrambles, can't get out of bounds, and the takedown is awarded. Just watch that ankle pick. He got Collins leaning in and leaning over that right foot and then shoved back against and got the ankle pick. Schaefer with the takedown. Well, Norwin in a situation where they can clinch the dual meet again with any victory the rest of the way out here. Stand up by Collins, able to run away and get free for one, but trailing 3-1 with 25 seconds to go in this first period. Schaefer in the tie-up, but this time Collins dictating the action for a moment. Schaefer goes for the ankle pick again, almost got Collins a second time. He got Collins to drive into him and get that weight heavy on the feet. And at the end of the period comes Riley Schaefer of Norwin in front 3-1. Schaefer chooses bottom position. Collins set on the left side on top. Schaefer trying to muscle his way all the way up. Left hand on the mat still. And as he tries to pick that up, Collins just leans on that left shoulder. And now Schaefer taken back into the mat with the ankle tie up by Collins. Schaefer works his way to his feet. And Collins finally going to let him go. 4-1 lead, Riley Schaefer of Norwin. And the two end up out of bounds. Collins driving into Schaefer. So an underhook. Schaefer trying to circle to his right. Looking for a swipe at that right ankle of Collins again. Schaefer can't get that swipe because Collins had his wrist tied up. Spin move by Collins. Two end up out of bounds. No takedown. And that was the correct call. Once again, to try to get in position, picked up the right foot and end up out of bounds. Franklin Regional and Connellsville go to 189, and Franklin Regional back in front 20-19. Schaefer with a shot at a leg. Collins counters, underhooks, and Schaefer backs out of bounds and goes that way without a stalling call. 53 seconds to go, second period. Riley Schaefer of Norwin leading 4-1. The Knights in position to clinch the dual meet with a victory in any of these final three bouts. Both dual meets here in the semifinal started at 107. .20 seconds to go in the second. Collins just trying to find somewhere to go, and the official stopped the action, not call for a stalemate. Not wanting the clock to just run with those, neither showing any real interest in taking a shot. Collins trying to muscle in to an underhook, but can't bring his right hand with him because Schaefer has that tied up. After two, 4-1 lead for Schaefer, third period when we come right back.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Collins starts on the bottom but gets an escape early in this third period. 4-2 the score now, and plenty of time remaining in this third period. Schaefer tried to get to a leg. Collins blocks that with a forearm to the shoulder. And just a note, talk about the penalty, the team point deduction in the Franklin Regional Connellsville. That's the first tiebreaker. I mean, forget how many matches are won. You go first to, if the match is tied and a team has been penalized a team point, the other team wins. So it's not just that the score ends up tied that way. Collins and Schaefer wrestling neutral. Schaefer sprawling back from a leg attempt. Collins scrambles back to his feet, but does not want to straighten all the way up here because Schaefer ready to take a shot. Schaefer and Collins end up out of bounds with just under a minute remaining. Any win for Norwin will win the dual meet. The Knights have won six of the last eight bouts, coming from deficits of 11-0 and 19-10, and have won four in a row. Stalling call against Schaefer. 45 seconds remaining. Collins trying to keep Schaefer from taking that ankle swipe again. There it is. Schaefer came after it. Collins sprawls back, and Schaefer hunkering down outside the boundary. Collins drives into him. Schaefer backs out. But that time, that shot by Collins started with them right at the boundary already. 27 seconds to go. The Big Macs championship season that far removed from having to wait for next year. Collins coming after Schaefer. Underhook by Collins. Stalling call against Schaefer. The two end up out of bounds. Penalty point makes it 4-3 with 16 seconds remaining. And if you're Collins, you just got to keep going. Schaefer digs in his heels. Collins double underhook. Schaefer backs out. Not going to get the call there. But now 9 seconds remaining. Collins across the circle. Schaefer sprawls back. Tie up. And that's going to be able to allow him to sit right there. And he actually dumps Collins into the mat and gets the takedown to win it by a 7-3 final score. And Norwin's heading to the finals. Again, your final, Riley Schaefer 7, Bryce Collins 3. We get a 2:15 here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For a second time, Norwin head coach Kyle Martin has come to the scorer's table to talk to the officials. We're awaiting a Norwin 215-pounder. They have several options here. Owen Turgeon can bump up from 89. Dane Petrarco is weighed in at 289, or at 215 as well. And that... And and we are set to get underway. It is Petrarco and Braden Collins. Collins has Petrarco pinned outside the boundary as they circle along that line. Whizzer in by Petrarca. Collins behind him. Now goes to a bear hug. Somebody's going to the mat here. Collins with the hands locked on the bear hug, and he dumps Petrarca to the mat, to his back, and now a half Nelson. Collins, chest-to-chest pressure. Petrarca goes over the left shoulder just up off of the mat, and Collins trying to get it all here. Braden Collins just squeezing on Dane Petrarca. And Petrarca goes flat and the fall comes. 54 seconds, the time of the fall for Braden Collins. Big Macs stop the Norwin run, but could end up being too little too late. We're going to go to 285 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it.
Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Dakota Carmona takes a forfeit for Canna McMillan. That ties the dual meet at 31. Big Macs get a fall and a forfeit in the last two matches, so the dual meet tied at 31. No team point deductions. No penalty points for unsportsmanlike conduct in the match. And therefore, we go to wins, and most wins belongs to Norwin, 7-6. And Norwin will go on to the WPIL championship match. And talk about bonus points, and you know, there they are. And the seven wins, Big Macs got bonus points in all but one of their victories, but come up 1 point short. And Norwin's going on to extend the season. Will we see Section 9 final Franklin Regional Norwin, or is it going to be Connellsville and Franklin Regional? They're at 189 pounds at the moment. We'll get you a recap when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
3A semifinal started between the 2 and 3 seeds, Norwin and Canna McMillan, 107 pounds. Canna Max Isaac Relic with a fall over Gabriel Hockenberry. A minute and 21 seconds in, Big Macs up 6-0. Tech fall for Lee Dreschman after that at 114 over Luca Batera. 19-3 the final score, 4:40 the time. Canna Mac had the biggest lead they would have all night, 11-0. Norwin got to within a point. Landon Seiden took a forfeit at 121. And then Colton Klippa with a major decision over Giono Gardner, 10-2, that brought the score to 11-10. Canna McMillan won the next two matches. John Emma with a regular decision, 14-8 over Dominic Patera. And then a tech fall for Collier Hartman over Brooks Blasco, 22-6. That coming at the 5:26 mark. Canna McMillan had built the lead back to 9 points at 19-10. But Norwin won the next five matches, including three with bonus points. Fall for Nathan Klingensmith at 145 pounds, pinning Aiden Finnegan in a minute and 14 seconds. Major decision for Jake Hall over Matt Rothka, 10-0. That put Norwin in front at 20-19. Noah Curran with a 6-0 win over Mason Calgaro extended the margin to 23-19. Tech fall for Jack White over Jack Hunter, 17-1 the score, 4:38 the time. Norwin led 28-19, and Riley Schaefer's win at 189, beating Bryce Collins 7-3, gave Norwin a 31-19 lead, and they had won seven bouts. So with that, they had clinched the dual meet. Braden Collins with a first period pin over Dane Petrarco in 54 seconds, and Dakota Carmona of Canna McMillan picked up a forfeit at 2:85 to close the scoring. Match tied at 31, but Norwin gets the extra point by way of winning seven matches. And with that, your final score, Norwin 32, Canna McMillan 31. This match on the WJPA Sports Network and Flow Wrestling has been brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for more than 50 years, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Coming up shortly here at Peters Township, Norwin heads to the 3A finals, while Cannon McMillan will wrestle for third place in this 3A bracket. Thanks to both head coaches, to Athletic Director Brian Geyer, Assistant Justin Powles, and the crew here at Peters Township, and to the WPIO Wrestling Committee. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Grady Peterson on camera, and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader. In the WPIL 3A Team Wrestling Tournament semifinals, it was Norwin 32, Cannon McMillan 31. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on Flow Wrestling.